Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. The weekend is here. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about it. Big smile. Weather's going to cooperate. We'll substantiate that with Austin Price in just about 3 minutes with the five-day forecast and the weekend forecast. You're going to like it. Don't worry about it. Not going to have to stress about the rain this weekend, I don't think. So Austin will cover that one. And speaking of covering things, Austin, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Okay.
Here's today's top three stories.
We made that very easy. The first story, the city of Pensacola could pay up to $15.9 million in a settlement over franchise fees charged to Pensacola Energy customers. The city council is going to vote May 22nd on whether to approve a settlement agreement in a 2015 class action lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit alleges that the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees on Pensacola Energy customers inside the city limits since 1970.
In Santa Rosa District Schools, new child safety program yielded over 4,000 school bus stop arm violations in a one-year period. New data from the school district on Thursday revealed the number of violations was over 4,500 from March of 2024 through March of 2025. The violations resulted in just over $641,000 in fines.
Okay, number three, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservative Commission released a statement on Thursday morning's bear attack here in Gulf Breeze. FWC officials saying because of the attack, the bear will be humanly killed if captured. The relocation is not an option with the bear that has become a public safety risk, as relocated bears could potentially move on to put another community at risk, and we do not want that to happen.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia County and the city of Pensacola will hold a joint meeting next month to explore potential collaboration on updating the Pensacola Bay Center. The county commission decided to delay forming an 11-member advisory committee to evaluate ideas for the center until after meeting with the Pensacola City Council and Mayor Reeves. Commissioners are considering various upgrade options, ranging from $22 million for minimal improvements to over $100 million for major renovations.
Okay, we were talking about bears. I just want to kind of expand that just a little bit, if you don't mind. Of course, the gentleman was attacked by bear on Thursday in Gulf Breeze. He is recuperating. But a bear is now being blamed for the death of a Florida man, prompting wildlife officials in the state to consider an organized bear hunt to help control the growing bear population. So we're talking about two bear situations here.
Right.
One in South Florida, one here in Gulf Breeze. Eben Brown has the story from Miami.
A DNA check of the body of 89-year-old Robert Markle of Collier County, Florida, confirms it was a bear that mauled him to death just 100 yards from his own home.
The bear involved may still be in the area as our officers continue to secure the perimeter.
Officer George Reynard with Florida Fish and Wildlife. Florida has a growing population of black bear that all too often are seen in neighborhoods. Now the state is considering a limited hunting season for the animal to bring the population under control. Florida already does this with non-native pythons. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:15, Austin Price has a look at your weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure do. Luckily, don't have much to say. The roads are looking pretty good. We were dealing with some issues throughout the afternoon. They were lingering for a bit, but they've since died down. So if there's anything holding you up, it shouldn't do so for long. As for the weather, 83 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to be kind of cloudy, but it'll dissipate throughout your evening. Saturday and Sunday are going to be partly cloudy, mostly sunny, though. Highs in the mid to high 80s, lows in the mid 70s, and no rainfall in sight.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
You know, I just got to love those forecasts when they're like that. People are smiling. Does that make you feel good now, that knowing that you made all of those people so happy?
Yeah, it's like Christmas. I just the joy of giving.
Gosh, I can see the smile on your face now. Florida has officially banned fluoride in public drinking water. Lisa Brady all over the story for us.
A bill signed into law in Florida prohibits local governments from adding fluoride to their water systems, which Governor Ron DeSantis considers a violation of informed consent.
We certainly now in our society in 2025, we have the ability to deliver a fluoride through toothpaste and mouth and all these other things. You don't got to force it and take away people's choices.
The governor and other supporters of removing fluoride also argue that excessive amounts can have health risks. Opponents of removing it expect an adverse effect on dental health. Utah had the first statewide ban. Florida's ban doesn't name fluoride specifically, extending to other additives, and it's part of a larger farm bill targeting multiple issues. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a bill to repeal the so-called free kill law is unlikely to get past the governor. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday he plans to veto the bill meant to overturn the Florida Wrongful Death Act. The act limits who can sue a doctor for medical malpractice, and it took effect in 1990. House Bill 6017 was drafted to repeal the law, and it passed the legislature this month. DeSantis, though, says the bill would cause insurance premiums to skyrocket if it were to become law.
Okay, so there you are. You're loading your car up. Got the kids. Got everybody packed up, heading for Central Florida. If you're a fan of Universal theme parks in Orlando, you probably know how easy it is to hop from one park to the other. You got park passes, the hoppers. Well, this story is about to change. Universal's new park, Epic Universal, opens next Thursday, May 22nd. And unlike the two original Universal parks, you can't buy a ticket that allows you to park hop from, like, say, Universal Epic or to the other parks. There are ticket packages that include, you bet they're ticket packages, and you know they're priced out accordingly as well to make this happen. They do have these ticket packages that include admission to Epic Universal and the other parks, but they don't allow you to park hop.
All right. And there doesn't appear
That's not good.
And there doesn't appear to be much of a rush to get a budget deal passed in Tallahassee. That ain't great news either. Senate President Ed Albritton said yesterday that budget talks will be paused until after Memorial Day. He adds progress is being made, but lawmakers aren't in a position to begin a budget conference. The budget must be done by July 1st.
That's the whole part of it. You know, you get with a family here and you strategize. So you're going to start here, you're going to go there and there, end up over here. And, you know, park hopping's basically the DNA of that whole experience. I thought I would just add that one in there. An appeals court in Florida has struck down a state law that allowed some minors to get abortions without parental consent. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story.
The Fifth District Court of Appeals found the Florida state law that grants waivers to some minors so they don't need to get parental consent before having an abortion violates the due process of parents. They cited the Supreme Court's landmark overturning of Roe, but also a state law that protects parental rights, as well as the state Supreme Court's decision that a privacy clause in the state constitution doesn't guarantee the right to an abortion. Judges were previously empowered to grant some teens parental consent waivers if they thought a minor was sufficiently mature enough to make that decision. The case was filed by a 17-year-old girl pregnant but before the six-week mark, after which Florida bans abortions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting stories across the country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another as a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
624 News Radio 92.3. We're watching that money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks ending higher for the day and week, even as a preliminary reading in May of consumer sentiment declined for a fifth consecutive month, as the potential impact of tariffs weighs heavily on American households. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed higher, with healthcare and industrials leading the charge while energy lagged. Chipmakers had a good week. NVIDIA stock rose 0.5% today, with its shares up more than 15% for the week, lifted by optimism about a deal that would send millions of its chips to the United Arab Emirates. The Dow winners, United Health, 3M, and Merck. The Dow decliners, Cisco Systems, Boeing, and Chevron. The Dow up 332 points. The Nasdaq higher by 99. S&P 500 up 41. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, luckily there's not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this afternoon and evening. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees, going to be a low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be pretty similar. Highs are going to be in the mid to high 80s, lows in the mid 70s. Mostly sunny both days, no rain in sight.
Okay, one fugitive is in custody, nine more remaining on the run following a massive jailbreak. Happened in New Orleans overnight. They are still combing the city. Good luck on this one. Here's Jeff Manasso.
One by one, they're getting them until all escapees are back in custody after they somehow managed to flee the Orleans Parish Jail around midnight Friday morning, with no one apparently noticing until a head count about 8 hours later. Orleans Parish Sheriff's officials say state and federal law enforcement are also in on the hunt for the adult males, including accused murderers.
All of those suspects are considered to be armed and dangerous. So anybody with information, we encourage you to see something, say something, and let us know.
And as questions into how the inmates were able to escape have yet to be answered, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And FBI Director Kash Patel says the agency will leave its Washington, D.C. headquarters. According to Patel, 1,500 employees will leave the J. Edgar Hoover building on Pennsylvania Avenue because of its condition and will be relocated to locations across the country. Patel says that we want the American men and women to know if you're going to come work at the premier law enforcement agency in the world, we're going to give you a building that's that's commensurate with that, and that's not the case.
All right, 627 News Radio 92.3. Three Montana National Guard members are accused of flying a Black Hawk helicopter. They take it for a joyride, you think?
I don't know.
Well, they did it for a non-military purpose. That's what we're getting in this report. Tom Rigotti explains.
The guardsmen are charged with trespassing after authorities say they landed the aircraft on a private ranch to take several elk antlers. But a Black Hawk can certainly be hard to miss. Someone witnessed the landing on May 4th, and the property owner reported it to officials. The soldiers were flying out of a base in Helena. Authorities say they landed only briefly to pick up two antlers and a skull with antlers still attached. Sweetgrass County Sheriff Alan Ronenberg says the items taken by the guardsmen were worth between $300 to $400. They face up to 6 months in jail if convicted. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And the Trump administration wants the Supreme Court to lift a judge's order blocking mass layoffs at 21 federal agencies. The request comes after a district judge temporarily blocked the various agencies earlier this month from conducting a reduction in force and ordered the White House to produce various documents about the efforts. This is the latest bid by the Justice Department to rein in district judges who've issued nationwide injunctions blocking Trump's policies.
Nice sunny afternoon. Temps in the low 80s. News Radio 92.3. Now listen, if you think you've been on TikTok way too much, TikTok wants to help you break away from it. Even Brown has that.
TikTok, the video-centric social media platform, earlier this year debuted a feature for mindful meditation for teen members, which could help their minds calm down starting at 10 p.m. after a day's worth of scrolling and creating or otherwise obsessing. The company says 98% of teens on TikTok are choosing to keep the feature on, and now TikTok is expanding the meditation feature to users of all ages. It's part of the company's new initiative to address mental health matters arising from the overuse of social media. The move comes as many remain critical of TikTok's appeal to younger users, as well as its ties to China's Communist Party. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And GOP House leaders are scrambling to save Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. This after it failed to get out of a GOP-led budget committee today, with five Republicans joining all Democrats and voting against the spending package. The same panel will be meeting Sunday, and House Speaker Mike Johnson will be engaged in some heavy arm twisting with the five Republicans if he's going to meet his self-imposed Memorial Day deadline for House passage.
Here's just a recommendation if you are heading to the northeast corridor of the country in the near future. We're talking about the New Jersey, New York area. Might bring along a little patience, and you might bring along a rental car with you. Train engineer work stoppage affecting hundreds of thousands of commuters this afternoon in the New York City area. Tanya J. Powers has the latest update for us.
New Jersey Transit trains aren't moving today after the Engineers Union called a strike just after midnight. James Lewis is the union's national vice president and said wages are the main sticking point.
If the little extra that we're asking for is causing bankruptcy, there's bigger problems than us.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy called the strike a slap in the face to commuters who've been left scrambling.
The commute that usually would take me approximately an hour, 15 minutes door to door each way is going to take me over 2 hours.
We got an email from work, different ways to get here, to get to work, but it's still disruptive.
Contract talks have continued on and off since 2019. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Mega Millions, $122 million tonight, drawing 10 o'clock. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is returning from his Middle East trip, where he signed several economic agreements with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. He tells Fox's special report with Brett Baer.
This is a very important region. This is the energy capital of the world. They have, you know, massive amounts of energy and other things. They've invested wisely, and they're looking to do other things.
The president is also pushing for a nuclear deal with Iran. The war between Israel and Hamas drags on in Gaza.
Israeli strikes killed at least 20 people in Gaza this morning. That's according to an AP body count. It's the latest of daily attacks, which have reportedly killed dozens of people. Earlier this week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to push ahead with a promised escalation of force.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out, bring a blanket or a lawn chair, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's very own On the Rocks. They're taking all your musical favorites, shaking it up, giving it a twist, and adding their own unique and special flavors and serving it back to you on the rocks. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the ongoing discussion about eliminating property taxes in the state of Florida and what that would really look like in practice. Casey DeSantis came to town to speak at the enlistment ceremony for Pensacola High School seniors last night at UWF. Talked with State Representative Alex Andrade about the ongoing budget impasse in Tallahassee and his thoughts on UWF, the changes with Martha Saunders resigning. Listen to all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the city of Pensacola could pay up to $15.9 million in a settlement over franchise fees charged to Pensacola Energy customers. The city council will vote on May 22nd on whether to approve a settlement agreement in a 2015 class action lawsuit. That lawsuit alleged that the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees on Pensacola Energy customers inside the city limits since 1970.
Okay, here's number two. Santa Rosa District Schools' new child safety program yielded over 4,000 school bus stop arm violations in a one-year period. New data from the school district on Thursday revealed the number of violations. This was from March 2024 through March 2025. In total, over 4,500 violations were recorded. The violations resulted in over $641,000 in fines.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, the FWC releasing a statement on Thursday morning's bear attack in Gulf Breeze. FWC officials say because of the attack, the bear will be humanely killed if they're able to capture it. Relocation is not an option with a bear that has become a public safety risk, as relocating them could, of course, potentially put another community at risk.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, Chicago Bears quarterback Caleb Williams is looking to improve in his sophomore season with Chicago, but it appears that Williams had other plans before ultimately being selected by the Bears in last year's draft. According to an excerpt from Seth Wickersham's upcoming book, American Kings, a biography of a quarterback, Caleb Williams and his dad, Carl, were considering looking for ways to get around the Bears drafting him, with his father calling Chicago, quote, the place where quarterbacks go to die.
I call that the Eli Manning move.
Yes, exactly. Carl Williams reportedly told multiple agents that his son did not want to play for the Bears, saying he'd rather play for the Minnesota Vikings. But Caleb's mindset seemed to shift following a pre-draft visit with Chicago, with him believing he can turn the franchise around. While the Bears only went 5-12 in Williams' rookie campaign, he did see some success, throwing for over 3,500 yards and 20 touchdowns. And new Bears head coach Ben Johnson today telling The Herd with Colin Cowherd that he has no concerns about his franchise quarterback.
I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's gone on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025.
The Bears will open their season on Monday, September 8th, when they host the Minnesota Vikings. Other NFL news, team owners set to vote on a proposal next week that would allow players to play flag football in the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. If the resolution gets approved by at least 24 of the 32 owners, the league would be allowed to negotiate with the NFL Owners Association, Olympic officials, and national governing bodies on how NFL players would participate. The league has been making a big push into flag football in recent years, and flag football will be making its debut at the 2028 Games. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
The Caleb Williams thing, of course, was the headlining story there. The way, and who knows, maybe I misread it. The way I took the story from how I remember it is that he was skeptical, but then when he visited the team and got to know the organization, he was kind of made a believer out of him, and now he is willing to play with them. So that's a wholesome ending to that.
Was this before or after the team gave him the bazillion-dollar check? That changes an attitude real fast.
I think it was before, in all seriousness.
Okay, let me just talk about some real quick sports happening locally tonight. Wahoos, of course, won a slugfest Thursday night 9-6 against Rocket City, Pensacola. Now 21-15 on the season. First pitch is already out. They're, I think, probably entering the second inning now. They're playing game four of the six-game series this evening. Also going on right now, has been going on for a while, Scambia County Spring Football Jamboree. Tonight, over at Tate High School, kickoff happened about an hour ago, 5:30. First game, Tate, Pensacola. Second game, Pensacola, Pine Forest. Game three, Pine Forest, Escambia. Game four, Escambia, Catholic. Game five, Catholic and Tate. So that's the way that, and of course, that's the way that's playing out. And of course, over at the Roger Scott Tennis Center, we have the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championships. That's running through Sunday. And there is so much stuff going on around the area. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's just sports actions.
And also, just letting you know, on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, that's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. We've got the Mets and Yankees getting underway on Saturday, 11:30 AM is when coverage starts there. Then they face off again on Sunday. Coverage for that starts at 5 PM. Also, this began yesterday. It's going to run through Sunday. ESPN Pensacola is giving PGA Championship golf updates twice an hour every day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Listen, that's great. Those updates are so, you know, because you don't have a lot of time maybe, and so they give you kind of all the information you need at a real quick pace.
Quick rundown.
It really is good. Hey, listen, after a historic season last year in WNBA, let me get that, make sure you understand what I just said. The WNBA returning tonight should be a real good matchup.
The WNBA is back as the 2025 season prepares to tip off tonight. The New York Liberty are looking to repeat as champions, and Caitlin Clark looks to improve on her rookie campaign with the Indiana Fever. Three games are on tap to kick off the season. At 7:30 Eastern, the Dallas Wings host the Minnesota Lynx. Paige Beckers will make her WNBA debut for Dallas after being selected first overall in last month's draft. Also at 7:30 Eastern, the Atlanta Dream take on the Washington Mystics. And finally at 10 o'clock Eastern, the league's newest team, the Golden State Valkyries, face the Los Angeles Sparks. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And since we're talking about some basketball, let's see. We've got some NBA postseason action. One game tonight, Knicks and Celtics. Game six of the series. If the Knicks win, they will move on to face the Pacers in the ECF. Also on the NHL side, just got one game there tonight as well. The Florida Panthers and Toronto Maple Leafs. Game six of that series getting underway. Panthers lead 3-2. If they win, they'll advance to their ECF to take on the Carolina Hurricanes.
It will be an interesting Saturday. The 150th running, Preakness. Underway, taking place at Pimlico in Baltimore. Jared Max is covering this one for us.
The sesquicentennial edition of the middle race of the Triple Crown will not feature the Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty. No shot at a Triple Crown this year. Only three of the 19 horses who ran at the Derby two Saturdays ago are in the Preakness, which has 9 horses in the field. Who will be the first to complete a mile and 3/16 tomorrow? The favorite is Journalism, who finished second in the Kentucky Derby behind Sovereignty, who's being saved for the Belmont Stakes. Sandman, who finished seventh in the Derby, is the second favorite, followed by River Thames. Hall of Fame trainers Bob Baffert and Dwayne Lucas both in the Preakness. Baffert has goal-oriented. Lucas trains American Promise. Post time tomorrow, just after 7 p.m. Eastern. Jared Max, Fox News.
And no, I did not forget about Five Flag Speedway tonight. Flag drop 7:45 over on Pine Forest Road. Good night of race. The weather's perfect. We'll get to Austin in a minute. He's going to tell us how good the racing weather is this evening. We'll talk to him about that. And while we're talking about racing, NASCAR cranks it up in North Carolina. Get ready. Here comes Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
It is All-Star Weekend in North Carolina as the NASCAR Cup Series returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway. No points are on the line, but a $1 million prize is up for grabs in the 2025 All-Star Race. And if you win this race, then it's very likely that you'll win the NASCAR Cup Series title. In three of the last 5 years, the winner of this race has gone on to take the Cup Series crown, including Joey Logano last year, who looks to repeat as series champ this year. 20 drivers have already qualified for the race, and 3 more will be added before the green flag flies. 2 will be determined from the 100-lap All-Star Open, and 1 will be chosen through fan vote. The All-Star Open begins at 5:30 Eastern on Sunday, followed by the All-Star Race at 8 o'clock Eastern on FS1. For Fox in the Fast Lane, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Caleb Williams and his father tried almost everything in their power to avoid getting drafted by the Chicago Bears 2 drafts ago. It didn't work. Now, none of that really matters, though. The Bears did a ton this offseason, hiring Ben Johnson, revamping their offensive line, and taking offensive players with their first 3 picks of the draft. It's go time for Caleb Williams, and anything short of making the playoffs this season will be one enormous failure. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, as I told you just mere minutes ago, has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Nothing going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there. Weather on a local scale looking pretty good. 83, low of 74 tonight. This weekend, no rain in sight. Going to be a high of 87 on Saturday, high of 85 on Sunday. Lows are going to be in the mid to low 70s.
Okay, nice snapshot locally. Let's go to the big picture nationally. Troubling weather conditions in store for many areas of the U.S. this weekend. As temperatures rise in the south, Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more.
A severe weather outbreak is expected today for parts of the Midwest, the Tennessee and Ohio River valleys, bringing the potential for strong damaging winds, large hail, tornadoes, and heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. We're also expecting thunderstorms reaching severe limits for parts of the Northeast on Saturday. Meanwhile, record-breaking heat continues for Texas along the Gulf Coast as well, with temperatures into the upper 90s and 100-degree range. Stay tuned for all of the forecast details with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the House Judiciary Committee is looking into a former Pfizer scientist claim that the pharmaceutical giant waited to share the COVID-19 vaccine results until after the 2020 presidential election. Grady Trimble reports with the latest.
After President Trump won the 2024 election, he allegedly asked his then employer, GSK, to move him out of the country out of fear that Republicans would investigate his involvement in the rollout of the vaccine 4 years earlier. Specifically, the committee alleges that this scientist, whose name is Dr. Philip Dormitzer, told employees at his next job after Pfizer at GSK that when he worked at Pfizer in late 2020, quote, the three most senior people in Pfizer research and development were involved in a decision to deliberately slow down clinical testing so that it would not be complete prior to the results of the presidential election.
And doctors have used gene editing to fix a baby's rare and life-threatening genetic condition for the first time. Doctors at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the University of Pennsylvania treated the child who was born with a liver mutation that increased his risk of brain damage and death. With gene editing, they were able to at least partially reverse his condition and hopefully give him a new lease on life. The case was described Thursday in the New England Journal of Medicine.
We're discovering a lot of uses for AI, and this is, let me give you another example here. With the global focus on artificial intelligence, medical AI is already making inroads in detecting diseases. Teresa Crowley has more.
Early warning AI about what's going on in your body. A California company, Prenuvo, claims its full-body MRI scan can detect more than 500 conditions, including early-stage cancers, by applying artificial intelligence to analyze billions of data points. Then a radiologist interprets your results, sends you a report and consult through the Prenuvo app. But is it accurate? The company with a couple dozen U.S. locations is holding a 10-year study in Watertown, Massachusetts, to assess the accuracy, looking for 100,000 participants. Full-body scan fee, $2,200, not covered by insurance. Some celebrities have endorsed it, but the advice is always consult with your doctor. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And an ingredient found in many energy drinks is linked to a higher risk of blood cancers. Taurine is an amino acid that occurs naturally in parts of the human body and promotes the growth of leukemia cells. It's also commonly found in those energy drinks, along with protein powders and some foods like meat, fish, and eggs. Researchers from the University of Rochester found that those leukemia cells can use the additional taurine to grow and spread.
Trump administration pretty active here, continuing its fight against one illicit drug entering the U.S. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
The U.S. earlier this week announcing a trade war pause with China and temporary lower rates of tariffs. This after negotiations in Geneva, Switzerland. Still, there's a major open-ended issue to resolve on illegal fentanyl. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jameson Greer with little positive news about where China stands on stopping the outbound flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Bessent saying he hopes China will be as tough on bad actors dealing with fentanyl's flow into the United States as it is domestically on fentanyl. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some business notes. And if there's time, some more frivolous pop culture notes as we ease you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour and this weekend right here on News Radio 92.3.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income, financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher on Wall Street with eyes focused on the S&P's multi-day winning streak. The Dow was up by 332 points, the S&P added more than 40, and the NASDAQ grew by nearly 100. Moody's Ratings slashed the U.S. credit rating down a notch, citing the budgetary burden the government faces amid high interest rates. The U.S. is running a massive budget deficit as interest costs for Treasury debt continues to rise due to a combo of higher interest rates and more debt to finance. The fiscal deficit totaled $1.05 trillion year-to-date. That's 13% higher than 1 year ago. Epic Games says Fortnite is unavailable on iOS globally after Apple blocked a bid to reinstate the popular game on the App Store throughout the U.S. U.S. crude oil futures for June are rising slightly, sitting above $62 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, two major cable providers are merging. This is going to shake up a lot of folks here, and a lot of not only folks everywhere, but locally as well. Jenny Casola has the information on the Charter-Cox cable merger.
Charter Communications is merging with Cox Communications. The deal is seen as a way for Charter to provide better bundles of broadband and mobile services. As customers continue to cancel cable, companies are trying to keep subscribers from switching to wireless service from AT&T, T-Mobile, and other companies that provide internet plans. Charter has about 30 million internet customers. Cox has more than 7 million. Charter and Cox previously talked about merging in 2013 before deciding against the plan. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And the number of travelers this Memorial Day weekend is expected to be record-breaking. AAA is forecasting 45 million Americans will hit the road between May 22nd and 26th for the holiday weekend. That would break the previous record set in 2005. More than 39 million people are expected to travel by car.
You know, we've been talking about auto racing. You know, locally, Five Flags, and then, of course, NASCAR cranking up this weekend in North Carolina. What I like to frame this story as, NASCAR is big business. And here's a story to prove it.
This is an iconic track that's actually older than the sport of NASCAR itself. It sat in disarray for 30 years, abandoned, destroyed, until they brought it back to life. And now we're ready for the third all-star race since its reopening. And having NASCAR back in town, what I'm hearing is that it's been huge for local businesses like Seth Cohen's. He was able to open a new location because the track reopened. Drivers around this area also love this race because so many of them are based right here in North Carolina.
Okay, I know it is really sliding away here, and I'm just admiring how beautiful it is this afternoon. Just a nice day. And to substantiate what I'm talking about, let me set it up. 655 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is in with the weather and traffic.
Yeah, and luckily I won't be talking your ear off much, because the longer I talk, that means the worse it's looking. But luckily it's looking great. Not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees, low of 74 this evening. Heading into your weekend, going to be no rain in sight. And in fact, that's going to be the case for the next several days. But on Saturday, the high 87, Sunday, the high 85. So we're sitting at around mid to high 80s for as far as the heat's going to get. But our lows on Saturday and Sunday night, it's going to be in the mid to low 70s.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I talked about this during the show today. Really very depressing to pass this information on, because I'm a big Alan Jackson fan. Alan Jackson playing his final live concert this weekend. He's doing it up in Milwaukee. Boy, he's had some great shows. I really enjoyed his work. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Country Music Hall of Fame member Alan Jackson has one more show left on his Last Call, One More for the Road tour schedule, and it's coming up tomorrow night in Milwaukee. He announced his retirement from touring a year ago. In 2021, Jackson revealed he'd been diagnosed with a genetic degenerative health condition that causes nerve damage in the arms and legs and affects balance and the ability to walk. He cited his health as a reason for stopping touring, as well as wanting to spend more time with his family, especially his two grandchildren. As for whether he'll keep making music, he told his daughter Maddie on a 2023 podcast that he's always writing down ideas and expected there to be more songs. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the popular video game Fortnite, currently unavailable on iOS platforms. Epic Games made the announcement today after Apple blocked an effort to get the game back on the App Store. The game was pulled from the App Store back in 2020 after Epic Games updated its software in an effort to get around Apple's 30% commissions.
I once pulled a lot of strings over at Nickelodeon to get my kid slimed. If you know what I'm talking about, it's that green slime stuff. I had him all ready to go and he backed out at the last moment.
Oh, what? Just like scared?
Let's just use the word stage fright, if you don't mind. Because this was on stage in front of a lot of people. And I don't think he had really a lot of happiness at getting slimed. But I had it set up. While we're talking about Nickelodeon, this is what I wanted to get across to you here. They have announced the Kids' Choice nominees. I like Nickelodeon. I have a good time. I especially like their football when they do the NFL coverage. Mm. And have you seen it with the colors?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just so great. Michelle Polino has the story.
Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, and Kendrick Lamar lead the Kids' Choice Awards with four nominations each. Jack Black, Dwayne Johnson, Selena Gomez, and Jelly Roll follow with three nominations each. Singer Tyla has been tapped to host the slime-filled Nickelodeon show, which airs June 21st, live from Santa Monica, California. First-time nominees include Gracie Abrams, Zach Bryan, Cynthia Erivo, Dochi, Chapel Roan, Shibuzi, and Florence Pugh. Other nominees include Benson Boone, Chris Evans, Jalen Hurts, Travis Kelce, Jason Momoa, Mr. Beast, and more. This year's show will also feature skateboarding stunts, dance, and musical performances. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And singer Chris Brown being denied bail after his arrest in England over an incident at a London nightclub. He appeared in a Manchester court earlier today where a British judge ordered he remain in custody until a hearing scheduled for June 13th. Brown is accused of hitting music producer Abe Dayal with a bottle of tequila at the Tape nightclub in London in February of 2023.
You see, you laid out this beautiful weather forecast for the weekend, and the folks...
I sure did.
Well, the folks over at the Sand and the in My Boots Fest over in Gulf Shores are pretty happy about that.
And same with bands on the Blackwater as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing their thing, and a lot of things going on. Stages are up. Country music fans rolling in for the Sands of the Boots Fest in Gulf Shores this weekend. Wow, 40,000 people expected at the fest. Police now warning fans not to fall for the fake ticket scams. Hey, We'll see you back 4 o'clock Monday. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.